B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
But let's get another opinion. Let's get some facts, too, from the man who covers the Giants, ESPN.com. Way up there in the north, he's on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast, Jordan Renan. Hello, Jordan. How things going with you?
Well, everything's good, man. Better than Alshon Jeffrey, apparently. Doesn't sound like he's doing too good.
Nah, he's not
in his favor.
He's not doing very well in town here. So, interestingly enough, the Eagles have shot to the top of the list as far as winning this division, according to ESPN Pro Football Index. And so that makes tomorrow's game a must win. However, the line has gone down in the Giants' favor. So tell us what the Eagles are up against tomorrow, Jordan.
Well, the Eagles are up against the Giants team that just won their first game of the season. And they did because they played the Washington football team, right? And so they're 1-5. They're trying to build a new program under Joe Judge, who happens to be a Philly guy. They seem to be trending in the right direction, but this is a team that has their problems, right? They're 1-5 for a reason. They're 1-5 despite playing. I mean, you want to count Mitchell Trubisky as a backup, which he is, who wasn't at the time. They played four backup quarterbacks. They're still 1-5, right? They lack weapons. They have some serious deficiencies. But as you mentioned, this division stinks, quite frankly. It's terrible. So they could sit there and dream just like everybody else. Hey, we have a chance. You know, we won a game, finally. We got a division. Their next three games are Eagles, Washington, Eagles again, with the Bucks in between there in the middle. So next four games. So there's some winnable games there for the Giants. So they could sit here and dream and say, hey, if we could just put it together, get this offense on track, which with Jason Garrett really hasn't been very good at all, then, hey, maybe they could – they could do some damage because nobody else is going to want to win this division.
All right, let's look at what they bring now because, the numbers say right that they can't run the football, and so that means Daniel Jones is going to have a really good night for them. I mean, he hasn't really played well. He's 31st in the league, ranked as a quarterback. They do get Shepard back. So what kind of offense do you think they bring tomorrow night?
Look, they're going to try and run the ball. They've done much better in recent weeks, right? They absolutely could not run the ball a lick the first three or four games. They've been better the last two or three weeks. So they are going to try and run the ball and work off play action. Their offensive line is not very good. It's gotten a little better in recent weeks, but again, they can't just go back and sling the ball around. They don't necessarily have anybody that's going to Saquon was their guy, right? That was their dude. You know, and once you take Saquon out of there, you're Jim Schwartz right now. Who are you scared of? You tell me. Who on the Giants, you're like, oh, we got to scheme and stop this guy. He doesn't exist.
No, you're right. But conversely, they do sack the quarterback a little bit, and they do stop the run. So, I don't know what the Eagles are planning to do, except that Carson Wentz has to take matters into his hands again and maybe even run the ball, get outside the pocket. Well, tell me about their back end as far as covering people, because DeSean Jackson is back.
Well, the Giants have one cornerback, James Bradbury, who's playing up there with anybody in the NFL. He was a big signing for them this offseason, and he's lived up to the billing. He's been great. The cornerback two spot is where you say, and the slot cornerback slot, so that's really the other two cornerbacks. You say, wherever those guys are, that's where we're throwing the football. Like, if you come in there with a game plan, if they start throwing at James Bradbury, you should start scratching your head and yelling at Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz. Because the Giants are already on their third, cornerback opposite Bradbury this year. Remember, we're only in week 7, right?
Yeah.
The guy who's starting now has been on, I think, 8 teams. And joined them, 3 weeks ago? So you want to attack Ryan Lewis. Like, that's the guy to go after. But the Giants have done a pretty good job. But Patrick Graham's their defensive coordinator. He's done a pretty good job of scheming up pressure, right? Because they've done a decent job sacking the quarterback. But they do it without a primary, dominant edge rusher. They're doing it by scheming it up and bringing guys from all different directions, especially against an Eagles offensive line with a bunch of guys. Quite frankly, when I watched the game a few weeks ago, I didn't know half these guys. that I legitimately did not know that some of these guys existed or in the NFL.
Yeah, neither did we. Frankly,
you're going to see them bringing guys from everywhere: safety, cornerbacks, middle linebackers. I think that's really what the Giants do anyway.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, so the Eagles do get Lane Johnson back, and so they're a little more complete. But now, like, Boston Scott's going to carry a little. I don't even know how to look at this game. Can you see?
Boston Scott already dominated the Giants.
Yeah, but I think that's short-lived. You know, I think he's one of those guys, can the Giants actually come in here and win this game?
Let me just say this. So they're 1-5, right? And I told you about the bat. So they played against Mitchell Trubisky, Kyle Allen, Andy Dalton. They lost to who came in and played most of that game, and then Nick Mullins. And they lost all those guys except for Kyle Allen. So it's hard for me to sit here and feel confident that the Giants are a team that can beat the Eagles as long as Carson Wentz plays pretty well, right? Because they have trouble scoring plays. You know, Daniel Jones, this is an amazing stat, right? Daniel Jones has fewer touchdown passes right now than Dwayne Haskins. He has three touchdown passes. That's through six games, Mike.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. I didn't understand when they drafted him, but I guess Gettleman.
He's not going to score a lot of points, so can the Eagles get to 24 or 27?
Yeah.
They have a really, really, really high chance of winning.
Okay.
High.
Yeah, that's reasonable. All right, so we're talking to Jordan Renan. He covers the Giants for ESPN. You had a really interesting story in today about the Joe Judge, who's the Giants coach, and his connection to Philadelphia area. He's from Doylestown, and he's got this large group of friends that's coming to the game. And he laid down the law. Yeah, I'll get you tickets, like 30 plus, but you got to be in giant blue. Well, what's going on there?
I mean, come on. You know what? It's funny because it reminds me, you know, Justin Pugh, he's from former Giant now with the Cardinals.
He's from Newtown.
He's from the area also.
Yeah, he's from Newtown, yes.
So he told me a story once, and this is what it reminded me of right away, about how he remembers. He has a really tight-knit crew, too, like of six boys that are, like, you know, super tight. And so he got him tickets to a Giants Eagles, and they grew up diehard Eagles fans. And so he got him tickets once to, it was at the, you know, MetLife Stadium, and his friends are there and they're on his dime, right? And his tickets, whatever. And he remembers after Eli threw a pick six at one point, looking up into the stands and seeing his friends celebrating for the Eagles after they ran back a pick six against the Giants. And he said at the time, I'm never getting anybody tickets, any of my Eagle friends tickets again to an Eagle-Giant game. So I think that's where Joe Judge is going here. You can't have your own family sitting there rooting against you. I mean, your boys, it's just not right. Not if they're on your dime.
That's fair, but you can't wear giant blue either. You know, you got to come neutral. It's got to be a flannel shirt at night.
Why not?
Yeah, come on, you can't go giant blue. You can't turn your loyalties because because the guy's the coach. I mean, it's a lifetime loyalty.
Come on, there's a few circumstances in life where you.
No, man, I disagree. You got to be neutral
if
here.
Your family is working for another team. It's like it's your cousin. You're not.
Well, that's just they're like God bless him. He's getting a check from that organization, but that doesn't mean that I need to be connected to his organization. I don't know. That's a clear role for me. We'll see what happens with those guys. There's no way to. No, you don't have to. Listen, it's a neutral night. It's tough. It's going to be tough on them. But he can't expect that they're going to wear giant colors.
Joe Judge's buddy, who lives in Lansdale, he told me a story, because think about it. So there, he's a die. There, some most of his friends are diehard Eagle fans. The judges were diehard Eagles fans, right?
Yeah.
And so in the Super Bowl, he goes to the Super Bowl, and he's hanging out with his, like, this is his, like, his brother, his closest friend.
Mm-hmm.
So he's hanging out with Joe Judge afterwards. He turns down an invite to the official Eagles, like, celebration party. You know, this is a guy who grew up. And so Joe Judge turned to him and he said, "Frank, you're a little bit happy, aren't you, right?" And as he's sitting there around Joe Judge and, like, basically all the special team players. And he's like, "Am I allowed to tell you the truth?" And Joe's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yeah, I'm a little happy for the Eagles."
Yeah, the so guy you're talking about, yeah. His childhood friend's name is Frank Panarello. And these guys just, they break each other's stones. And they used to call Judge second string Joey because he was not a starter in college. So these guys.
No, he was second string Joey because he lived in the house with the Judge family while Joe was at college.
Oh, okay.
He was like a fill-in. He was like a fill-in at the time.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, yeah, they're in a tough spot. But, all right, so we'll tomorrow night, we'll see. The Giants actually think they can win this division, dude. Seriously. Come on.
Do you think the Eagles can win the division?
Yes, I do. I'm a little better than the Giants can.
They're
going to win 6-9-1.
No, they're the worst team in the league in the last 3+ years. The single worst team in the NFL since 2017 is the Giants. So,
yeah.
Until you see more, it's hard to really have confidence that they're going to put anything together and do it.
Yeah. What do you do? Just grind the axe every week with that team?
I mean,
is that cover a team like that?
You don't even have to, because the fans are just so off the deep end, because it's like, even when something good happens and you write about something or mention something good, they just bring out the negative at this point, because it's been a rough few years. Yeah. I mean, I've been here since 2013, and it's been a rough ride since I got here, really. There's only one winning season.
Yeah, I hear you. That's New York City. All right, man, listen.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. Good stuff, and we'll look forward to your coverage of this game tomorrow night.
You got it. Appreciate it, Mike. I hope I made you all feel better about the Eagles.
Yeah, a little bit better. Thanks, Jordan. All right, there you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.